Welcome back to Indie Talks, and today I have with me Liam, which is, well, do you want to present yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Casey.
Oh my god.
Just kidding, my name is Liam. I'm a second year industrial engineering student at Concordia University in beautiful downtown Montreal.
Just a fun little side note, Liam was first year rep with me last year, so we go way back. A whole year, guys.
It was quite fun.
It was, yeah.
So we met like basically a year ago.
Yeah, we met during the second interview.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Which was like the case.
It feels like it's super close. Like it hasn't been a long time, but it's actually a year ago.
I know.
So to get on today's subject, I had in mind, and thank you for accepting
my invitation. For coming to me with it. It's a great idea, and I think it's going to help a lot of students. I know it's going to help me.
Of course, and I'm really happy to talk about a subject that I just love. So my friends, my close friends and my family already know that one of my passions besides engineering is actually health and fitness.
Okay.
I just love everything there is about it. And I think like there is actually three things that you can change in your life to actually improve like your health.
Mm-hmm.
So those three things is exercise.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. I would just like to mention that I had to walk up 3 flights of stairs and I almost died on the way up. So I just feel like this is pointed at me, but it's so fine.
Yeah, we do have some gurus, you know, if you want to take out.
Yeah,
just to,
honestly, I just
super
met.
Exhausted.
I'm destroyed.
Okay, so we have exercise, we also have sleep, and we have nutrition.
Okay,
three really important things that you have the control on to, you know, improve your health.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you this question, okay?
Oh, no.
Which one do you think students neglect the most?
I want to say either between sleep and nutrition, because I feel like they pull, you know, we all pull like, I don't, because I can't, but people who can, like, all-nighters to study for exams. And, like, when you're at uni, especially if you've moved out and you don't live with your parents, you know, like, getting into that habit of cooking and eating well is...
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, for today's podcast, we're going to say sleep.
Okay, so it's sleep.
I have everything prepared related to sleep. But I agree with you, nutrition is also one really important part.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about nutrition in another podcast because we're going to go way over the time limit.
Okay, amazing.
But you agree with me that sleep is one of the things that students neglect the most?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, definitely. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay, so I think it could be good to really define what sleep is, just to first get a pretty good understanding of what sleep is. And then I'm going to give you 7 tips and tricks to really improve your sleep and to maximize it to help you get like better grades in school.
Okay.
Because like there is a whole relationship between sleep and grades. Are you surprised by this?
I feel like it makes sense, so it doesn't shock me, but I didn't exactly like, obviously, you know, if you don't sleep well, you can't perform as well as if you're not exhausted.
Of course.
So it kind of, it makes sense.
Of course. Well, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pulled up like a definition of sleep. It's a pretty general definition. Pretty good just to understand what sleep is. So sleep is an essential function that allows your body and mind to recharge, leaving you refreshed and alert when you wake up. Healthy sleep also helps the body remain healthy and stave off diseases. Without enough sleep, the brain cannot function properly. This can impair your abilities to concentrate, think clearly, and process memories.
Okay.
Okay. And remember the last one, process memories?
Yeah, that's the one that stuck out to me,
yeah.
To be honest.
And it's also one of the one that I think is the most related to school. Because, like,
course,
you know, you learn things in your lectures and your tutorials, and you need to remember those things to apply them to problems, and this applies to engineering, to pretty much everything.
All programs,
biology, yeah.
To be honest, yeah.
All studies across the world.
Yeah,
pretty
definitely.
Much. And I wanted to ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we dream?
Is it to process the things that have happened during the day or like over, you know, in our lives?
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Super good. So, well, there isn't like the researcher don't yet know, like, 100% why we dream.
Yeah.
It's mostly, like, hypothesis of why we dream. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, sleep is pretty complicated, so research is, like, kind of on the way, but
okay.
and they have, like, a really good hypothesis, but it's still, research has
yeah.
still been made, as always. So, it's basically to make connection with what we already know and what we just learned.
Okay.
So, it's basically like the knowledge organizer part of the sleep,
mm-hmm.
the dreaming part. And to give you an example, like, have you ever had dreams where in your dream, like, you have things that you just learned? And also, like, things for maybe, like, a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, and a couple of years ago.
Yes, definitely. There was a class I was taking my first semester, and I could not understand a concept.
Yeah.
And when I was sleeping, I dreamt about it, and I was like, I woke up convinced I'd figured it out, told everyone, and then the exam came, and I had not figured it out, but
okay.
it's so fun. So yeah, definitely.
Well, there is actually an expression to resume what you just said, is
okay.
to sleep on a problem. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
That,
that
makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
It's basically because, you know, when you go to sleep, your brain is, like, rewired, and it
mm-hmm.
makes, like, all the new connection with what you just learned and what you already know.
Okay.
So it tries to, like, take the information that you just learned and try to, like, stock it somewhere in your head where it would actually make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when sometimes, you know, the famous expression to, like, sleep on a problem is basically when you go to sleep, sometimes, you know, it's late at night, you're trying to figure out a problem, you just can't solve it, and it seems to be, like, super complicated, you don't understand anything about it.
Yeah.
You go to sleep, your brain makes, like, all the new connection with that problem and try to, like, relate it to things that you already know. So when you actually wake up the next morning,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you just look at the problem, it can take you, like, 2 minutes. You're going to figure out the solution and be like, oh, why didn't I, like, think of that, like, yesterday?
Okay.
That's what the reason is. And
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
So that's where the expression actually comes
sleep
from.
On it, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a real expression, like, there's science to back it.
Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah, so that's pretty much it. Everything there is related to it. So do you kind of see, like, the importance of dreams and sleep?
No, definitely. I feel I have, okay, wow, yes, definitely.
Right.
I think I learned a lot about sleep in just, like, those ways. 7 minutes than I have, like, in the past.
Well, amazing.
I don't
that's
know how many
a,
years.
That's the goal of this podcast.
Love it. We love that.
And I want to ask you, do you also know what is the famous all-nighter? Like,
oh.
when you got deadlines.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about it?
Okay, I have never really pulled an all-nighter for school
okay.
because I am weak and I fall asleep. Even when I was a kid and I wanted to stay up for fun, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I was always the first one to fall asleep.
Okay.
But I'm assuming, well, not assuming, but I'm pretty, you know, people will, like, stay up all night and just study to be able,
pretty
like, cram.
Much. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I think students neglect sleep the most, because
yeah.
they're a student that actually do all-nighters.
I know. That's, honestly, that's crazy to me. Like, I...
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I know it's not good for you, but I'm impressed when they tell me that they didn't. Like,
yeah.
wow, you are...
I'm actually impressed, too.
Exactly.
When you see them the next day and they're...
They're functioning, you know? They're, like...
trying to survive, mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not gonna learn it. It's not gonna be something really surprising, but it's not good for you to do it
really?
All night.
Yeah. Wow, that's shocking.
So there's actually a study to back it out.
Okay.
I think it was done in Britain about, I don't know, I think it was like 5 years ago. So they actually did two groups.
Mm-hmm.
And for one of the groups, they actually sleep deprived the group. So I think they were giving, like, between 0 to 2 hours of sleep
mm-hmm.
a night. And the second group were giving around 8 hours of sleep. So a pretty good night's sleep.
Yeah.
The next day, they were giving, I think, lectures and problems. And they realized that the group that was actually sleep deprived lost around 40% of their ability the next day to learn new things.
That's crazy.
That's really crazy, right?
Wow. That's a big percentage. That's not what you want the day of your final
yeah.
or midterm.
It's a pretty big percentage. It's also like when you try to learn new things, you know, you can maybe do an all-nighter to, like, save your grades if you have, like,
mm-hmm.
let's say, like, 4 weeks of knowledge to get in your brain through the night. But
yeah.
have you ever, Did it ever happen to you, like, after an exam, you just forget everything?
That happens to me all the time.
Okay.
All the time. I leave an exam, and I honestly think I also choose to just forget all the information.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Exactly.
I can't anymore.
So what's the point of studying if you're just going to forget everything that you just learned? And that's pretty much what the study, like, showed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't sleep enough, you're not going to remember the information. You might have it in your brain for that exam because you didn't sleep throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to perform good, and you're not going to remember the information, like, on the long term. So
yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But, yeah. Yeah, fair enough. If that information is interesting to you guys and you wish to keep it, sleep.
Yeah.
That's the verdict.
So, pretty much, with all that being said, we now understand a bit more what sleep is, why
definitely.
The importance of sleep is,
mm-hmm.
and today I'm going to tell you 7 tips and tricks to really maximize and improve your sleep.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This feels like a WikiHow or like a BuzzFeed article, and I love that.
All right, amazing. I'm really glad that you like it. So, I'm not just going to tell you have to sleep between 7 and 9 hours.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this,
mm-hmm.
I hope.
Yeah, but I have a question. I don't know if you would, like, know, but aren't, like, different people, don't they all have different required hours of sleep? Because I know
Absolutely.
People who, like, can't sleep longer than 5 hours, and they're good to go.
Absolutely. So, depending on, like, the stage that you are in life,
yeah.
like, if you're a baby, you're going to sleep maybe, like, 16 hours
mm-hmm.
a day. When you're going to be a kid, it's between 12 hours. Teenager is somewhere between, I think, 9 and 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Adult is between 7 and 9 hours. But,
okay.
You know, there could be some people who can't sleep more than 5 hours.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, like, they can't survive on 5 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the long term, they're going to have problems because the brain, like, physically just can't. If you go under 6 hours, you're going to have, like, repercussions.
Okay.
Like, for the life. And sometimes those people, it's not that they're not able to sleep more than 5 hours just because, like, their body is made that way. It's just that they have some trouble sleeping, and they sleep for 5 hours, which is not really good, and
mm-hmm.
they got used to it,
yeah,
which is not really good too.
Of course. Yeah, that's, yeah, fair enough.
I'm not a scientist. Just want to say this. I'm not Dr. Casey.
No, we all believed you though.
I thought myself, but I'm not. So the first tip
mm-hmm.
and trick that I would have for you is to actually avoid coffee.
No,
six,
don't say that.
But wait. 6 to 8 hours before you go to sleep. Okay. So,
I mean, personally, I hear you and it makes sense. Am
yeah.
I going to do it is another question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, like, I believe you and you're probably right. You are right. Not probably right, but it's just, it's so good.
Yeah, I know. Coffee is really good. We have a bunch of gurus in the office.
Yeah.
People can see it. We have
we have so many different flavors.
Yeah.
Too. Wow.
Thank you, gurus. A guru for sponsoring this this podcast. But we all do love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I love coffee personally.
Yeah.
I take coffee every day. So.
But wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you follow this? Do you not have coffee 6 to 8 hours?
What do you think?
I feel like, in general, probably.
Yeah.
But there are times where you're just too busy and you need the caffeine boost.
Honestly, I think I'm pretty good. I do follow this pretty well. Maybe not with the Jager bombs that I take. Maybe one time each 2 weeks when I go to the bar with my friends. But other
uh-huh.
than this, so basically the reason why it's 6 to 8 hours, you can agree with me that it's kind of long.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
it's a long time before you.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, the reason is, first of all, I just want to say what caffeine does to your body. So you have this organic compound in your body, which
mm-hmm.
is adenosine, okay?
Okay.
Adenosine accumulates in your body throughout the day and makes you feel like more and more sleepy. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And caffeine is a compound really similar to adenosine. So when
mm-hmm.
it gets in your body, like, it replaces the adenosine, so you don't feel sleepy anymore.
Okay. Huh.
So that's basically, like, the whole science behind coffee. There's other things too, but
mm-hmm.
that's basically it. And coffee has a half-life of around 6 hours. What
okay.
is a half-life? It's basically, let's say you take, it's the amount that is going to be in your body. It's the time it's going to take for the amount to decrease by half. So let's
okay.
say you drink one guru, for example,
mm-hmm.
the cans of gurus that we have, I think it's like 100 milligrams of caffeine. So after 6 hours, which is the half-life of coffee, you're still going to have 50 milligrams of caffeine in your body. And that 50 milligrams is still enough to give you, like, trouble sleeping.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's 6 to 8 hours, which is a lot. Oof. But, like, if you really don't want it to
it's
impact
worth
your
it.
Sleep.
Yeah, it's worth it. Okay.
And so that's pretty much the science behind coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for all the gym lovers out there,
mm-hmm.
this also applies for pre-workout. So if
yeah.
you're taking pre-workout, maybe consider not taking it if it's close to your bedtime.
Yeah.
Or just go to the gym in the morning. That's what I do.
Okay.
That's when I take it.
Wait, random, but at what time do you wake up? Because I have the time. Like, I'm just curious, since you go
time?
To the gym in the morning.
Like, my go time to go to the gym is maybe, like, between 10 and 2.
Okay.
But I maybe wake up around 6 or 7.
Okay.
Which is kind of...
It's, like, reasonable. It's scary, but reasonable. I thought you were going to say 5, you know? So
no,
I had that in my head.
No.
Okay.
I used to, but not anymore.
What? Oh, my God.
And also, alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to avoid any alcohol before you go to sleep.
Okay, I'm not drinking at all times, guys.
Do you ever feel like sometime when you drink,
mm-hmm.
You know, you feel sleepy?
Yes.
It helps you sleep?
Yeah, well, it's like, I feel like you feel sleepy, but then the quality of sleep is not
absolutely
great.
You just nailed the perfect word, which
okay.
is quality of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, when you drink alcohol and you feel sleepy, it's actually, you more feel like you wanna pass out.
Yeah.
And it's like a superficial sleep. Like,
okay.
You're not getting, like, any real sleep, which is, like, you know, the rapid eye movements
yes,
and everything.
Yeah.
You're not really getting this kind of sleep. That's when, you know, when you wake up in the morning after, like, a good night out, you don't feel good. You don't feel, like, super rested, like, if you had a really good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You can probably relate to this.
I mean... I'm not trying to have flashbacks about
yeah.
those times.
Well,
yes, but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's not great.
That's basically why. Okay, so the second tip that I have is to avoid any screen at least 30 minutes before you go to sleep.
See, I don't like all these tips and tricks. Like, I get it, but I don't like them.
It's all sacrifices.
It really is.
It is. And have you ever heard of blue light?
Yeah,
okay.
From like your screens. How it and it makes it, I think, does it lower your quality of sleep, or is it just like tires your eyes or something?
We can view it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, blue light suppresses the body release of melatonin.
Okay,
I'm trying to pronounce this word. I speak French, so I say
it's
like the French way.
That's okay.
So it suppresses your body release of melatonin, which
mm-hmm.
is like a compound that makes you feel sleepy throughout
yeah.
the night. And basically, like, the science behind it is the way human evolved. You know, we are animals that live throughout the day.
Yeah.
So the more light we get, the less sleepy our brains make us feel, and the less melatonin our brains
oh,
produce.
So that's
and, yeah.
why people tell you to leave the house.
Pretty much. And
get
when,
some sun.
Yeah. Or just turn on the lights. And
okay.
When it gets, like, darker outside, it's a way to, like, tell our brain that the night is coming. It's
okay.
close to bedtime, so start producing melatonin.
Okay.
And your screen pretty much like completely cancel this process of
okay,
you know producing melatonin.
That makes me so sad.
So it's basically like the way human evolved.
Yeah.
And why is it blue light? Well, actually, it's because blue light has like the I think it has like the highest frequency,
mm-hmm.
so like the highest energy
okay.
of all the lights, and it's one of the light that is actually produced by your phone, by your computer, by your all your screen.
You know the blue light glasses?
Yeah.
What if you wear those? Would that be enough? Or
okay, so those are pretty good glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some in my house too.
Yeah.
If you really have to be on your screen, maybe like a couple hours before you go to sleep, it could be a good idea to just put
yeah.
the glasses on. It's gonna help your eyes filter out like the blue light.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly suggest that maybe like 30 minutes before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Just get rid of any screen, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, it was hard for me.
Of
I don't
course,
know about
yeah.
you. Because, like, I use my phone as, like, an alarm clock.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you have, like, your phone next to you,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, so a trick that I found,
mm-hmm.
So I have it in my bedroom, is actually I bought an alarm clock.
Okay.
So I got rid of my phone.
I used to have one, and then it started freaking out. And
oh.
It would just... ring at random times, and then the time would just it would be wrong randomly. So I was like, okay.
That's probably a way that that's probably the right time to buy a new one.
Yeah,
if
fair
you, you want to leave
fair
your cell phone out of your bedroom. But that's actually what I did. It's I think it's a good way to, like, you don't have any excuses to be on your phone because you physically don't have your phone.
That's true. That's, I think what I used to do was, like, put my phone away from me. So I wouldn't put it next to me.
Yeah.
It'd still be in my room, but, like, for example...
Like, you can't reach it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have to get out of bed to reach it. But that was really not fun in the morning when my
yeah.
alarm clock rang and I'd have to get out of bed to shut it off.
Yeah.
Made me angry. So
amazing. Well,
we don't do that anymore.
That's a really good trick too.
Yeah.
You can actually also, I'm doing this for like 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Really happy that I changed it. I trade my phone for a book.
Okay.
And you know, like we also always say like we want to read more.
No, but I love reading. So I at night, that's what I do. Like I don't really usually, I have days where it's not like that, but I leave my phone and then I'll read like a chapter or two.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, because I love reading. So it's like the perfect time to do it. So like that to me is,
yeah,
love that.
Okay, so you already
that.
Can relate. And it's a really good way to actually, you know, read more.
Of like, course, of course. No,
just ban your cell phone. Yeah.
You're right, but it's true what you said that like we all complain about not having enough time to read or
yeah.
even do other things. So that's
exactly
small ways you can implement it into your life.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly. My third tips and trick would be to actually sleep on it.
Yeah.
So it's when you learn something, the best way to remember it is to actually sleep on it.
Go to bed, guys.
So before an exam, what I usually do, you know, the exams where you have to like remember formulas.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about engineering formulas. It could be anything else that you just have to remember before an exam.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a good thing to, right before you go to sleep, have like your notes, just read through
yeah.
your notes.
Yeah.
Then you go to sleep, and if it's possible, like do it like a couple days before the exam. So maybe like
okay.
three nights before you go to sleep.
Three nights in a row.
You three notes. So when you go to sleep, you know your brain just saw those notes and tried to like
processes it. Okay.
Exactly. To
That's
process.
Something my mom taught me as a kid, and that I still do to this day.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I don't do it 3 days before, but because I didn't know that, but I will start doing that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to hear this. And it has been actually proven by psychologists that if you revise before you go to bed, you can actually remember more information for a longer period of time.
Okay.
So that's why you should actually use sleep as a tool. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
to...
Definitely. No, you're right. That's really cool, to be honest. Nice.
The fourth tip and trick that I have is to set yourself a night routine. Do you have
yes,
a night routine?
I do.
Tell me about it.
Okay. So, I mean, it's right before I go to bed. I'll, like, go wash my face.
Okay.
And brush my teeth. And then I put my cream on my face that I really like. And I love the smell of it. And then I go to bed and I moisturize. And then I read. And then I fall asleep. So it's not, like, anything crazy. Sometimes I make tea.
Okay.
If I'm feeling extra, you know.
Well, at least you have a routine. You
yeah.
know,
like I have something I stick to every night.
Yeah, exactly. So the most important thing
mm-hmm.
about a night routine is to establish a realistic bedtime that you can actually stick to it
yeah.
every night,
mm-hmm.
even on the weekends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the best way would be to actually stick on it even on the weekends. You know, we all go out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We all have fun.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to stop
Don't
seeing
do that,
your friends.
Yeah.
It's just like try to, like when you can, try
yeah,
to.
Yeah, if you have nothing planned.
Exactly.
Yeah. Someone had told me also, like, wake up every day at the same time.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Try to, like, set, let's say you need 8 hours of sleep. Try to always set the 8 hours at the same time each day.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to set, like, your, what we call the circadian rhythm.
Okay, yeah.
Your body, like, your alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, in your night routine, you can incorporate, like, dimming the lights.
Oh, mm-hmm.
in your house,
mm-hmm.
Which is related to the whole blue thing
yeah.
which like the less light you have, the more your brain's gonna feel asleep,
and then
the
it's
more
gonna
melatonin.
Lose the yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Can also reduce the temperature of your room.
Yes, yes, because being in a cold room, it makes you sleep easily,
exactly.
more easily, right? Or and better.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Well, it's not really like a cold room. It's more like a comfortable temperature for
yeah.
you. We're all different. So basically put the right temperature for you. And the routine, you know, it will actually tell your body that it's almost time to go to sleep when
start getting tired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to help you fall asleep. You can also do meditation.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you do any meditation?
I do sometimes.
Yeah.
I used to do it more regularly.
Yeah.
I would do it like every night, and it really helps me fall asleep.
It helps,
it's
huh?
It's crazy. It's so, and like, I don't, I'll look them up on YouTube, you know, like,
yeah.
10-minute ones. They have really short ones if you feel like you don't have enough time.
Yeah.
It just really, like, helps me to, like, just calm down also
yeah.
from the day.
Well, that's amazing,
yeah.
honestly.
Do you meditate?
I used to.
Uh-huh.
I used to. Shame on me. But, yeah.
Okay, we're forgiving. Don't
but
worry.
It's really good. People, sometimes people laugh about meditation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I used to.
So did
I.
So
yeah.
did I. And then it was recommended to me, and I was like, you know
yeah.
what? I'm so desperate. I'm going to try. And then I was like, that was amazing. I'm horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a great thing. Also, you can also do it in the morning.
Yeah, totally.
Need, like,
I tried it in the morning, and I just fell asleep. Like,
okay.
I just went back asleep.
Worked a little too well, then.
Yeah, probably. So
that's
maybe
funny.
Late at night for me. But like,
yeah.
I'm glad to know that you actually do meditation. That's really great.
Yeah.
You
get
better
you.
Throughout the
each
exercise. I need
to start doing it regularly again. But,
are you able to like see yourself like in the third view?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet, guys.
Okay.
Soon enough.
We're going to word on that.
Oh, yeah.
Third eye.
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah. And if possible, you know, you should also have a morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually do meditation, like you just said,
yeah.
and try to have like the most light as possible, like the opposite of your night routine.
Mm.
Well, that's your morning routine. So turn
open
on the lights,
the curtains,
open the curtains.
You know what? I don't know if my roommate is gonna listen to this, but if she does,
yeah.
she is gonna laugh because I wake up and the only curtains I open are the ones in my room.
Okay.
And the ones like we have around the apartment, I just leave them closed.
For her?
No, for me. Like she's awake before me sometimes because she has class.
Oh.
I just leave them closed, and then she comes back. She's like, she's like, "Tomorrow you're gonna be depressed." So she opens them for me, and it's always like this thing between us.
Yeah.
So she's probably gonna laugh at that.
Okay,
yeah.
so maybe try to like open
try
them
to actually open the box,
or maybe like leave your roommate open them in the morning, so when you get out of your room, you don't have to open them. They're
yeah.
already gonna be all open.
Mm-hmm. But then the light comes into my room, and
oh.
I get angry. You know, and it's not a great way to start the day.
Yeah. That's maybe like some other issues.
Some anger
issues. About, yeah, some anger issues.
We can talk
about
them in another episode.
Another podcast with another doctor.
Fair enough.
Good. So, yeah, that's for the morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth tip that I would have for you is that the world doesn't belong to those who wake up early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically, we all have different circadian rhythm. In your body,
yeah.
and we, you know, we are all like really productive at different moments throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
What is your moment?
The morning.
The morning.
Yeah, I'm actually way more productive in the morning.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
great.
Than I am at night. So like that's why I wake up at 8 every day,
mm-hmm.
and then I give myself until 10 to like actually wake up, and at 10 I start studying, and I get so much done
yeah.
when I do that. So that's what has worked for me.
Right.
Like, I've tried them all. This is my favorite one.
Okay.
I don't know about you. What's yours? But
for me, it's the morning as well.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, so basically, you know, we all have different circadian rhythm. It's
mm-hmm.
a hard word.
It is a hard word. I don't blame you.
So what we have what we call the night owl and the early birds.
Yes.
You know about it?
Yes.
So I can tell that you're probably an early bird. You like to be productive in the morning.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I like being productive in the morning. I don't like talking to people
yeah.
in the morning because I'm that's a joke. I'm fine. But as a kid, I used to be morning.
Yeah.
Just don't talk to me.
Of course.
But now I feel like I've progressed.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely prefer mornings. To
okay.
like evenings to do important stuff because at night I just get tired and I'm like I just want to
yeah.
finish, so I don't do it as efficiently as like I would in the morning when I have all my energy.
Totally agree
yeah.
with you. So it's basically you need to find a moment where you are like the most productive,
mm-hmm.
And like shift your whole you know sleeping
around
routine
that,
around
yeah.
it.
Makes sense.
So like if you're really productive at night, maybe at around like 8, I'll
mm-hmm.
just go to sleep later on and wake up later in the morning.
Definitely.
You know, sometimes like the way the world is conceived, we have like really early classes. Sometimes like I tell
yeah.
you though, we always say that the world is belongs to those who wake up early, because the world is made for those
who
wake up early.
That's very true.
But it's scientifically, it's not true.
That's actually, I really like that, because I think a lot of people are like, I don't know if shamed is the right word, but definitely made fun of if they'll like sleep really late and wake up really late.
Yeah.
But you know, if that's what works for them and they're getting their stuff done, then good on them, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Totally agree with you. The 6 tips and trick. This is kind of like, you don't have to try it. It's things that I've tried and that works for me. So the first one is, when you don't get like a really good night of sleep,
yeah,
I usually do like 1 power nap.
Okay.
Usually around like 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So a power nap is basically, it's not considered as sleep. Like, it doesn't count in your hours of sleep.
Okay.
But it's just like a way to feel less sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go between 18 and 20 minutes when I do it. I don't do it every day, only when I don't sleep good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only to get you like close to like falling asleep, but you don't get into it. So when you wake up, like, it's not like when you wake up from sleeping and you don't feel good.
Okay.
Yeah,
because sometimes I'll have naps, but they last so long,
no.
And I wake up and I feel so disoriented.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I don't know what happened. I feel like I'm in another universe.
Exactly.
At this point.
That's why you need to set a timer.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes max.
Okay.
Could be 25 minutes, like, the max.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you wake up, actually, you feel rested and you don't feel like...
groggy.
I'm not going to say the word because you're going to beep it, but... Yeah,
groggy.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly.
Fuzzy.
And another good trick that you could do that I like doing is, before you go to do your power nap,
mm-hmm.
drink a cup of coffee, because it takes like 18 to 20 minutes for the coffee to activate.
Stop, that's so smart.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So
by the time you wake up, you basically hacked your body.
Exactly.
That's what you did.
Exactly.
That's
you have like a boost that helps you, like, so you feel more rested because
mm-hmm.
of, like, you just did a power nap, and you also have like the caffeine boost.
Honestly, I'm impressed right now. I'm blown away.
So that's for power naps and caffeine. Do you drink a lot of coffee?
Yes.
Do you feel like when you drink a cup of coffee, it doesn't have the same effect as it has the effect, like, maybe when you just started drinking coffee?
Honestly, I don't feel like coffee wakes me up at
okay.
all.
Okay.
I really just drink it because I like the taste.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I can drink coffee right before bed and I'm fine.
Okay.
So, like, I don't feel that boost that most people, like, will talk about.
Yeah.
So, I don't, yeah.
Do you want to feel that boost, like, again? Would you, like...
I mean... I'm not going to say no, because, you know, you can always use a boost. Like,
of course.
Yeah.
We always like to, you know, be like, okay, I'm going to have, like, a good study session, so I'm going to...
Exactly.
Crack myself a cup of coffee, and I'm going to be, like, super effective in,
exactly.
in what I do. Well, actually, the more coffee you drink, the
mm-hmm.
bigger, like, your tolerance build up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more receptors in your body you're going to have. So... it's basically, like, the more, it's like a circle. The more coffee you drink, the bigger your tolerance is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I usually do it after finals and after midterms.
Don't tell me you cut it out.
Yeah.
No, I will not do that. No.
I do.
Are you trying to kill me?
I do, because
no.
I love coffee. I love the stimulant part of coffee.
Okay.
Also, so, like, for, like, 10 days, so it's... what we call a caffeine reset, is if you stop taking caffeine for 10 days, you lose all your tolerance. So
mm-hmm.
after 10 days, when you take like your first cup of coffee, it's like if it was like the first cup of coffee that you ever took. So it's like to reset your
mm-hmm.
caffeine tolerance.
Uh-huh.
It's not cool. Like, you don't feel good
no.
the first couple of days you do it. You might have, like, a headache.
Oh my god, it's like withdrawals.
Yeah, exactly. It's a withdrawal.
Yeah.
But it's a good way if you want to do it. That's why, like, you don't have to do it.
Uh-huh.
I
Thank
do it
because
I love it. But if you ever consider it, it's a really good way to improve it. And the third thing is melatonin. Melatonin.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I always have the French way
to
say it.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's...
okay. I'll keep saying in French because I'm used to it. So
yeah.
Melatonin is the only, I would say, only supplement that I would recommend taking. Maybe not, don't take it every night.
Yeah, because then your body is not going to produce it, like, as much.
Well, there is no proof yet that you can get addicted to melatonin, which is why I recommend it. I recommend it because like it's a natural compound that your body already produces.
You can also take magnesium.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's you can take that every day.
Magnesium.
Yeah.
It helps you sleep better?
Yeah, it does actually. Great. And it's not because my mom told me this. She was like, with melatonin, she's like, if you take it too much, then your body's not gonna produce it as much. And it's it doesn't become an addiction, but it's more so like you're messing up kind of like once in a while it's fine, obviously, but like every day, no, but magnesium, you can take it every day, and that actually helps with your sleep quality. Okay. And
well, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I usually take melatonin when I have to, let's say I have an exam super early and I want to go to sleep like earlier.
Yeah.
That's when I take it. Like
that's smart. That's smart. But yeah, definitely try the magnesium. You can get it in the pharmacy.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then the last, and
the
probably the most important tip.
Is it a nice one, this one, or is it like, don't drink coffee for 10 days kind of bad, because I'm scared now.
No. You want to take a guess for this one. It's like the most important.
Oh my God. Give me a hint.
Two words.
Oh God.
It's to actually be consistent.
Ah, yes. Yes, fair enough.
Everything that I just previously like mentioned,
mm-hmm.
like if you don't repeatedly do it, if you don't do it every night,
it's
like it's useless.
Makes
pretty
sense,
much.
Yeah.
So like just be consistent. So if you have like a sleeping objective and you want to incorporate what I just said into your sleep, start slow to have like something that is realistic. And when you master it, then you can increase it more and apply more tips and tricks.
That's
so that you can actually be consistent. Yeah.
Definitely. That was very helpful. Thank you so much.
No problem.
For your tips. Even though I didn't like all of them,
it's
fine. You know, I'll take it. So if you guys are looking to like improve your quality of sleep, definitely listen to this. I probably should have started with that, but it's so fine. For those of you who've made it, you know, who's listened to this whole thing, thank you. And I hope that this helps. Thank you to Liam for coming and doing all this research.
Thank you.
And
my
he prepared notes, and they're amazing. And you know, I loved it. It was super interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really, you're welcome back anytime.
All right, great.
Whenever you want.
Great.
You know what would be really interesting?
Go ahead.
If you, I don't know if you know this or if you know about this already, but if you have like tips and tricks for insomnia.
Insomnia. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
that can be another episode.
Yeah, it could be another episode. If you have insomnia and you apply the tricks that I just said, it could maybe help you improve what you currently have. I just want to let you know that I'm not a doctor also.
You're not?
I'm not going to prescribe you any pills and anything. I'm just saying what works. But that could be a great future episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe
since you seem like interested in this, you know, in sleep and health and all that, I feel like that's a big component of sleep.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Also, it's my way of looking for tips and tricks for my issues. So, you know,
after the anger's issue.
After the anger issues episode, we'll do an insomnia one. Thank you guys so much for listening, and you know, thank you. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Yes. And bye. See you next time.